Phone Boy Speaks, episode 631, The Fishbowl.
One of the biggest sporting events to happen in Gig Harbor, anyway, where I live, is a little event called the Fishbowl. And now, my understanding is that this is sometimes referred to as any time that Gig Harbor High School and Peninsula High School play a game. But when most people talk about the Fishbowl, what they mean is the football game, which happens in the beginning of September. It's usually the first game of the season for both of these teams of the regular season, and usually it's Gig Harbor doesn't have their own football field. They've always played their games up at Peninsula High School. And because they both essentially share a field, they actually take turns being the home team. And, you know, it just really just kind of depends on where you sit, really. But both teams, I mean, you know, both sets of fans show up, and it's the entire community descends on, you know, Roy Anderson Field where this is held. And it's crazy. And I've been to the Fishbowl a couple times for different. My son, every time I've been, it's because my son's had to go. So I go, and this is the first year that I remember it being just absolutely a madhouse. I mean, there's always been a lot of people there and stuff, but I think this year it seemed like the crowd was really a whole lot more into it. At least the Gig Harbor side. I think the Peninsula side has always had a good crowd, but it's the first time I remember the Tides crowd just being phenomenal. It was quite an experience. And this year, it's also the first one of these games I've seen that have been actually close, because usually it's either one team or the other that blows it out. And, you know, this game went down to the wire. It has to be one of the best football games I've ever seen. Gig Harbor was down 19 points midway through the third quarter and came and basically scored 20 points and kept Peninsula from scoring again. And it literally came down to the last 40 seconds of the fourth quarter before the Tides could run out the clock. And it's just an amazing display of pride in the respective schools and in community, right? I think in the different the high school football conferences, actually Peninsula and Gig Harbor are in different conferences, but this is always a game that they play, and it gets coverage on the local news stations and stuff because at least one of the stations comes out and does it. And at least every year I've gone, it's always when they pick a game of the week to cover. And that game by far wins like any of the other games that they put up to vote. And so it's definitely, it gets some, regional attention, I guess, just outside of Gig Harbor. But it's an amazing thing to be a part of, an amazing thing to see. I posted a whole, boatload of pictures on Instagram, and I think I even live tweeted the game too. And as much as I like the 49ers, and I think, and I've talked about that before, but it's something much a little closer to home, I think. I came to this conclusion the other day, well, because the Peninsula High School team is called the Seahawks, and so I can it's one of those situations I can root against the Seahawks, and not everybody boo me at the same time like I would if I'm around here and I talk about the Seahawks. But anyway, this is I think they've been doing the Fishbowl for, close to 40 years or something, ever since both high schools have existed. And it's a great thing. I think one of the writers in the Tacoma News Tribune called it, like, this is like the one day a year where Gig Harbor turns into a college town, and that's a beautiful thing, or something along those lines. And if you happen to be in the Pacific Northwest around the beginning of September, of course, I don't know, it's actually really for the people that live here, it's actually kind of, it's just the parking situation around that high school is, when everybody shows up, it's crazy. So they need police to get people in and out of there, because it's just there's not a lot of space, and when everybody shows up, it's a nightmare. So anyway, but it's a fun little community thing, and I'm sure a lot of communities have it, but it's the closest thing that I've been to that I know there's people who live in the southern United States, and they take football very seriously, and this is the closest thing I think we have to that. As a community, it's like that game is is it's our big game, and you know, and actually like last year, both Peninsula and Gig Harbor got went into the state tournament. So and considering how close this game was, I think there's a good chance that we could see we could see one or both of those of the schools end up in in the state tournament again. So it'd be good fun, and this is so it's nice to root for a team that's not necessarily a commercial enterprise, right? Because the NFL makes a ton of money, and even college football I think is there's a lot of money there. It's not the players don't make the money, but the schools make the money for sure. And but in the high school level, there's I don't think there's really any of that. It's more about pride than anything else. So anyway, and I, as I say, I have a bunch of pictures I posted on Instagram, and then I also live tweeted. I'll put links in the show notes for some of that stuff, and you can go see. But it was a great time was had by all. I lost my voice, yelling. I was yelling so much. It was a beautiful thing, and yeah, this, having Gig Harbor, win at the or pulling out the victory from as I say, being 19 points down, midway through the third quarter, and finishing the game ahead, and winning. It was quite an amazing thing.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.